Oh, yeah.
It's the beginning of the Wednesday show. Looking fly early in the morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. Get notified when the Matthew Rayburn Show is on air. Subscribe to the podcast. Give me 5 stars. You know you want to. I'm here to be dynamic and special and share God's word. I'm trying to be fun and, well, dynamic and special. I just said those. But it's okay. You know, you repeat yourself sometimes. Let's dance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you hear the music? Oh, yeah. I bet you can right now. Once again, if you're listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show, you can't see these phenomenal dance moves. But if you can watch the Matthew Rayburn Show live on the Facebook, live on the YouTubes, I will be posting that later. I will be sharing it to a lot of different interwebs later. But I'm so thankful that you are here joining me, being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. That's what this show's about. That's what my life's about. And then that's what this is going to be about. So I'm so thankful for you listening. So thankful for you watching. Let's continue the show. Kingdom Landscape. Get all your landscaping, hardscaping needs done by Kingdom Landscape. Call Austin Moxley at 317-296-3974. Do you need any landscaping? I know that he can do the job, and I know that his team can do the job, and I've seen the work, and it's wonderful work. It's fantastic, beautiful work. The same goes for the hardscaping. Quite surprised with how the beautiful dynamic designs are there in his landscaping work. Free estimates, great customer service, specialty projects with unique designs. I'm very thankful to have him as a sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show, and you will be very thankful to have him as your landscaper. Once again, call Austin Moxley at Kingdom Landscape, 317-296-3974. 317-296-3974. Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. Matt, what do you mean? Well, you know, the English language is very vast. It's broad. It has many different pathways that it came from, and the history is rich in it. And so I want to speak as many words of this beautiful language I can. And today's word of the day is ephemeral. Ephemeral is the word of the day. It's spelled E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L. Ephemeral. It's an adjective. Matt, what does ephemeral mean? Ephemeral means lasting a very short time. Let's put it in a sentence. The performance was not recorded, a fact that made its ephemeral nature all the more poignant. That's a little bit of a difficult sentence in the sense of it. I read it and you understand it, not necessarily that, but it doesn't go boom directly to the point, which I like to put the word of the day sentences in direct point sentences. For example, ephemeral. Your life is ephemeral. Your life is but a vapor. So spend time with others. It doesn't last very long. And you may think that it does, but as time moves on, as you get older, it just gets faster and faster. My life has been getting quite ephemeral ever since I was 25. Each year just gets faster and faster and faster. I don't want to lose sight and not be in the moment, but I want to learn from my mistakes and learn from the existence that I've been given. And so I do look in the past sometimes to gain wisdom from what's going to be happening currently and in the future. And so I mean to add depth and poignant moments to my life so that I can reduce the ephemeral nature of my life. You say, do you like that? Ephemeral? Ephemeral is the word of the day. It's an adjective. Okay. It's a word, and it's beautiful. Ephemeral. E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L. Ephemeral was the word of the day. National Day, there's quite a few today. Today's June 1st, 2022. Let's begin. National Say Something Nice Day. You don't see that enough on social media, that's for sure. You see a lot of complaining and you see a lot of bad posts about bad things. Whether they be true things, they're still bad. So there's a lot of bad. So say something nice. Use hashtag Say Something Nice Day in your social media posts today. On National Say Something Nice Day, we have an opportunity to make June 1st extra pleasant for everyone. The purpose of this holidays is to counteract bullying and the lack of civility and the common courtesy that is growing among people in today's world. Hopefully, the practice of saying something nice today will continue into all tomorrows. I'm in congruence. I completely agree. He's got to say something nice. You got to spread positivity. And it's a real ripple effect that it can affect people's days. It is a real, tangible, mental, physical, and spiritual thing that happens when you say something nice to somebody else. Nice shoes, nice haircut, you sing well, I like your choice in food, I agree with your choice in food, let's eat this food together, fellowship, that's what this episode's about. Say something nice day. Don't say something bad day. No, that is not one of the national holidays. Give somebody an insult. So I guess National Insult Day. No, but today is National Say Something Nice Day. So say something nice to somebody today. Yeah, you gotta be nice. There's many of these today. National Go Barefoot Day. Currently I'm barefoot, but you can't see that because you're listening to the Matthew Urban Show. And you also can't see it because, you know, I don't have the camera that low. Wink. But I am currently barefoot in my home. I was barefoot in the sand when I was playing volleyball last night with a wonderful group of people as we were fellowshipping, and that's what today's episode's about. I'm trying to say it as many times as possible because that's what today's episode is. It's about Go National Barefoot Day. Go barefoot today. June 1st gives us an opportunity to kick off your shoes and run barefoot through the grass and or on the sand and or through the cool ground. It's warm outside. Maybe they should rewrite this. It's okay. I'm reading. More importantly, it is a day to help support charity that provides millions of unprivileged children around the world with shoes. Oh, that's wonderful. That's very good. Let's continue that so we can get you those particular shoes. It says to go donate shoes to your local charity because it's National Barefoot Day. Yes, celebrate the beginning of summer with your barefootness, but then help others that are always barefoot to not be barefoot any longer. I understand now as I read these bullet points. Very good. Use hashtag Go Barefoot Day in your social media posts today. It is National Go For A Run Day. Well, we just did National Barefoot Day, and I guess I ran around last night with my bare feet, which is freeing. It's liberating. It's wonderful. It feels great. Naked feet running. Each year on the first Wednesday in June, people across the United States participate in National Running Day. The day is designated as a way for runners to reaffirm their passion for running, for the beginners to make a life-changing commitment to running. I don't like to run personally. I like to walk. I like to walk long distances, no joke. Maybe a small jaunt, not even a jog, just a jaunt. But National Running Day is today. Use hashtag National Running Day in your social media posts today. This is one of the ones I'm excited about. It is National Olive Day. National Olive Day on June 1st. Each year celebrates one of the world's oldest fruits. The olive is part of a traditional Mez Tapas culinary experience that brings families and friends around the table rather than in the kitchen sharing time together. Another symbol we receive from this delicious fruit is the olive branch. As a symbol of peace, hope, love, and friendship, you know, fellowship, like today's episode, wink, is another excellent reason to celebrate this day and acknowledge the joy of this little fruit provides. Use hashtag National Olive Day in your social media posts today. Here we go, the interesting part. Olives are used in many ways, and we find them in cocktails and loaves and bread. We often olive bread. I've never had that. That sounds good. We eat them whole as snacks, use them as toppings, include them on relish trays, and even use them as a garnish for many foods. They are one of the most versatile foods we eat. Yes, here we go. Around the world, approximately 500 different varieties of olives are cultivated. I did not know that. National Olive Day. Their flavors range from sweet to bitter and also come in a range of colors and sizes. So today I have some Guatemala olives. Guatemala olives are like a burgundy color. It's got olive juice on the phone. That said, yummy in my tummy. Okay, so Guatemala olives are bitter and sour, briny and bright. That's good. I like them. I like to chop up olives and spread them on a sandwich, make a little tempanade. Oh, this is good. Man, you're not supposed to eat on air. I know, but it's National Olive Day. That's good. Yummy, yum. In my tummy, tum. Wow. Okay, I enjoy olives. Okay. How about this? I have trouble finding food that I don't like. And so the olives that I'm used to are, of course, Guatemala, green olives, and black olives. Black olives I've had, of course, like on sandwiches and and pizza, green olives. I've enjoyed in hummus. I've enjoyed stuffed with blue cheese, with garlic. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy me some olives. Woo! But one of my favorite sandwiches is the muffuletta sandwich, where you spread... My mouth is watering. I apologize if you're listening to the Matt Rieberman Show. It might be a little gross. If you're watching, it's probably not as bad. but all that said is, man, that was delicious. Matt, are you hungry? Yeah, I am. But I told you before, I like to do the show hungry. Maybe I shouldn't have been eating olives on air. Let's move forward, because I'm thinking about that muffuletta sandwich. It was provolone cheese and salami and ham. And you spread the olive. Oh, my gosh, it's happening again. You spread the olive spread on the bread, and you toast it, and you make it all warm and toasty, and you put it in your mouth, and you enjoy yourself. Use hashtag National Olive Day in your social media posts today. We this segment kind of got off track because I started getting super hungry. Let's go back here. Once again, I'm sorry if you're listening to the Matthew Urban Show. Let's move forward fast. National Nail Polish Day. I've never worn nail polish, but if I did, I would do it today on National Nail Polish Day. I do enjoy ladies' nail polish. I do like when they wear fun different colors or paint them in quite elaborate different ways. Quick story on National Nail Polish Day. One time I was delivering flowers, and it was the Christmas time, and I walked into this office, and I heard click, 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 click. And I was amazed to see that this lady had 1-inch nails on each of her fingers, and they were ornately painted different holiday themes. The thumb was the Grinch. The pinky was Mrs. Claus. The index finger was Frosty the Snowman. The middle finger was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It was just okay, and it's just like, and they're all like different, you know, on each hand, 10 different scenes. She told me that her sister works at the local nail polish shop and was getting fun and having too much artistic integrity, I guess, in the air when they were making those. Anyways, National Nail Polish Day, National Heimlich Maneuver Day. That's serious. I'm glad the Heimlich Maneuver was invented. Each year on June 1st, National Heimlich Maneuver Day recognizes a life-saving technique. The Heimlich Maneuver uses abdominal thrusts to force air. Maybe I just did it myself right now. I apologize on the Matthew Urban Show. Air from the lungs and forced expels an object on which someone is choking. Now, if you're listening to the Matthew Urban Show, I'm so thankful that you're continually listening. It's been kind of gross with my mouth watering and then eating olives and then belching into the microphone. And if you're watching the Matthew Urban Show, please enjoy yourself. I apologize. Live and raw here on the Matthew Urban Show. National Hazelnut Cake. Ooh, that sounds good. That looks good, too. It looks like dough, hazelnuts, topped with chocolate and other types of love things. National Pen Pal Day. Have you ever had a pen pal? I've never had a pen pal. My sister had a pen pal. She was really cute. She was a cute Japanese girl that lived with us for a little bit. And then my sister went over there to Japan to live with her. Her name escapes me. I apologize. But that said, I remember her being adorable. All right. That was National Day. If you want to celebrate life, go to nationaldaycalendar.com. OurSpecialTea.shop. OurSpecialTea.shop can manage and supply all of your loose leaf tea needs. Currently, I'm drinking berry mango lemonade. I made it and I put it in a pitcher, and then I chilled a glass. So I don't like to put ice in my drink because it gets in the way with my lips. Matt, you don't like cold ice on your lips. Certain beverages I do. Certain ones I don't. I didn't want to dilute the tea because I want to give you a full experience here on the Matthew Urban Show with this mango berry lemonade from OurSpecialTea.shop. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I tend to make my tea too strong, but I like that. So when I say too strong is when I have company, they normally put water in it. Wink! mango berry lemonade is a wonderful black tea base with mango, tropical fruits, lemon, and full of berries. It does make a fantastic iced tea. It would be wonderful on a hot day. It'd be wonderful on any day. I probably will want to try it warm because I'm curious like that, and I like to experience new things, even though I'm go to OurSpecialTea.shop for all your loose leaf tea needs. Now, there are many different styles of tea. There's oolong, there's green, there's black tea, the very fruits and wonderful things that are blended in these teas. I'm thankful to have OurSpecialTea.shop as a sponsor of the Matthew Urban Show. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Matthew Urban Show, please comment down below. Please call me. Please email me. I will be having a website and or business card soon. And that is in their ad now that I'm recording live. Go to ourspecialty.shop. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And today it creates a quite peculiar episode of the weird news segment of the Matthew Irwin Show. Headline: Gene editing experiment accidentally creates ultra-aggressive hamsters. That sounds scary and weird. Let's read. In what sounds like an opening scene to a midnight horror movie, scientists conducting a gene editing experiment on hamsters wound up transforming the normally docile little creatures into ultra-aggressive monsters. The unsettling study was reportedly conducted by Georgia State University researchers who were working with the controversial CRISPR, that's spelled C-R-I-S-P-R, CRISPR gene editing technology, to examine low biology effects, social behavior, especially they tweaked the genetic makeup of the hamsters. The diminutive animals most lost the function of a hormone receptor responsible for regulating, quote, phenomena ranging from pair bonding, cooperation, and social communication with dominance and aggression, end quote. Interesting. Theorizing that the adjustment would result in the hamsters experiencing a reduction in, quote, both aggressive and social communication, end quote. Lead researcher H. Elliot Albers marveled that, to the scientists' profound surprise, here we go, weird science, quote, the opposite happened, end quote. To that end, the creatures that had their genetic makeup altered began chasing, biting, and pinning down their counterparts in a highly aggressive manner that went well beyond their normal behavior. That sounds dangerous. The result of the study has given researchers pause when it comes to our understanding of how biology impacts social behavior, and will no doubt inspire additional experiments that we both will be will be confined to well-secured lab to keep the ultra-aggressive hamsters from making and breaking out. We do not want the ultra-aggressive hamsters to be mating with the regular hamsters, because then we'll have, you know, medium-mannered hamsters. And hamsters are already kind of annoying when they chew through things. If you have them in the wild, if you have them in your home, hamsters, they're normally cute and they squeak. You know, they make that kind of noise. Anyways, what kind of noise would they make if they were ultra-aggressive? I'm not sure. Ultra-aggressive hamsters were in Georgia State University, or otherwise GSU. I don't want those hamsters near me. Do you? No. Don't do that to animals. What benefit do we have as humans from doing that to the hamsters? Any? Comment down below. I don't think we do. I don't know. The article doesn't even go into how it would benefit us if we found out to give us more SSRI drugs to find a new way to keep us docile, or find a way to amp us up? Conspiracies here on the Matthew Irwin Show. Weird news segment. Oh, yeah. Weird news segment. I love weird news. Weird news. You must fellowship with others. It is imperative to your life. It is imperative to your existence. It is imperative to you being in a continued state of betterment and a positive force for good. And fellowshipping can really, really help. It deters depression. It deters loneliness. It deters anxiety. It deters paranoia. A lot of weird brain functions that happen when you get negative, and when you get recluse, and when you get alone. So my point is, this episode is all about fellowship, and it's what I want my life to be about. And I want to fellowship with you here on the air. I want to fellowship with you outside of this show, outside of the frames of this camera. I'm in this box. No, I'm being silly. No, but I've had others on the show recently, and those are the gentlemen that I've been fellowshipping with recently. And there's been a couple of events this past week, not necessarily like events, like happenings, but more like events, like there was an event planned. There was a place to go with food and people there. Okay. Anyway, events. And we went to them, and it was just so much fun. It was super enriching, and they're my brothers in Christ, and they're going to be my friends forever. And I'm super thankful to have that in my life. And it's because of the fellowship, and it's because that I've embraced being myself. I know my identity in Christ. I know who I am as a man. I know what I want to do for a living. And my life's being pointed in the correct direction and I can feel it. And so I want to hang out with others that also have that same emotion or that want that same thing too, for their will to be aligned with God's will, for their will to be aligned with other people that want to move the community in the correct direction, a positive direction, to help each other in every way we can. And it's just good because it builds and it grows on itself and it's wonderful. And so I'm involved in a couple different Facebook groups and then there's church groups as well. And so it's fellowship in the sense of there's cornhole, there's grilling, there's speaking, there's fires, there's talking, there's dancing, there's music that plays, there's guitar that gets played, there's bongos that come out. So it's just fun. And so I'm really, really thankful to be a part of this. And so to tie it into the Bible, because it's always a good idea, to read the Bible. Let's read a couple of verses about fellowship and how it's super important. And then I got a couple of bullet points as well. Once again, thank you so much for watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm live on Wednesdays, live on Sundays. Please comment down below. Please share this video. Please like this video. Please subscribe to the Matthew Rayburn Show. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much that more as ye see the day approaching. So it's good to share with each other and share each other's lives, help each other out. I've done a couple episodes about the 6 degrees of separation and how you're 6 or less handshakes away from solving any problem that you have. Fellowshipping is extremely important for networking, to grow your business like this here. To help you become better as a man, as a woman, as an American, as a Christian, as an individual, as a citizen of the world, whatever you want to say, fellowship is so needed. So let's read the definition of fellowship. That'll also tie things in together. Fellowship, the definition of fellowship, friendly association, especially with people who share one's interests. So you can fellowship with those that love Star Wars. You can fellowship with those that love knitting. You can fellowship with those that love Jesus the same way that you do. You can fellowship with those that love EDM music. If I could find a group of people that love EDM and Jesus, they would all become my best friends instantly. That said, I'm like, yes, I was worshiping with EDM last night with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And it was wonderful. And it was fun. And it was dynamic and special. And it's something that I know can be used for the kingdom of Christ.
Jesus.
I mean, it's something that I'm working on and I'm excited, like a small side project, but I think that it can grow into many things. And I think that it could benefit a lot of different types of congregations of those believers that do fellowship and do want to get down and dance. Anyways, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, that which we, don't you love the Matthew Rayburn Show? Oh my God. Sometimes I stream of consciousness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. Lord, I'm so sorry that I'm laughing when I'm trying to read your Bible. I'm so when I'm trying to read your word. Anyways, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son and Jesus Christ. And so where two or more are gathered, the Lord is there. And so I'm just so thankful that you're here because you're watching the Matthew Rayburn Show and more than two people are watching live, more than two people will be watching later. And so we're just fellowshipping with each other and we're worshiping the one that created us. We're so thankful that that's the case. I'm so thankful to be alive. I want to grow my friends' businesses, my family's businesses. Like I want to grow this audience. I want to grow the love of Christ. I want to grow his kingdom here. I'm just in love with life. And I want to imbue that same love into those that I fellowship with. And so I had a great time last night and the night before and the night before. And yes, my house is a mess. And yes, I need to do laundry. And yes, there's dishes that need to be done. But oh my goodness gracious, did I get some great fellowshipping in. Do I regret it in any way, shape, or form? No, I do not. I'm so thankful for my friends. I'm so thankful for my family members. I'm so thankful for my church members. I'm so thankful for the existence that I was given. Okay, fellowship is needed more than ever. It's needed more than ever because of the divisions that are happening right now, whether it become of politics, whether it be of religious divisions, whether it be lifestyle divisions. And it's so funny how we have so much more in common than we do separated. And even though we might wear it on our face or wear it in our clothes or smell a certain way, or it's quite overt how, quote, different we are from each other. No, okay, no. Matt, why do you keep touching your hair? Because it's too clean. I just took a shower. And I didn't put any product in. So it's just like kind of wild and crazy. All right. So anyway, let's just, is that what the Matthew Rayburn show is about? Good hair? No. So this episode's about fellowshipping. Anyways, stream of consciousness, guys. Okay. And I'm sorry if you're listening to the Matthew Rayburn show because you don't care what my hair looks like. No, but all that said is back. It's fellowship, okay? So I fellowship with people that have great hair. I fellowship with people that have no hair. I have fellowship with people that don't care about hair because it doesn't matter, okay? I care, but I fellowship with people that love life and that love each other, and we're gonna be helping each other out in the future. My friends have already helped me out in a lot of different ways when it comes to favors or rides, or that's the type of favor. But my point is wingman situations. Covering up a situation that we're trying to, hit, hide, like, not like a lie, but like, you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, wink. No, but, so fellowship is super important. We need to heal as a nation. We need to heal as a people from what's been happening in the past 2 years. Okay. The government mandating us to stay away from each other. Okay. That is not needed for the growth of us as humans. We need to be with each other. We need to be with each other as often as we can in the correct sense. Like, how much time do you spend together at work, like with your coworkers? That's technically fellowshipping in a way, or you could turn it into fellowshipping. Because if you don't like your job, then you need to maybe find some way to imbue joy into your job and kind of create it into a fellowship type situation. If you're in a cubicle, I'm sorry for you. I apologize. I just know how special it is to be with other people and to share your life with other people. And we need to heal from the tragedies that have happened recently. And we can do that through fellowship. We can do that through sharing each other's lives with each other. And I'm so thankful that I have the word of God that I can share with you. I'm so thankful that you have your life to share with me by commenting down below and sharing and liking this episode and helping me grow it in the correct direction. And so I want to be better at what I do and in everything that I am and who I want to be. And I'm just growing. And I'm so thankful that you're here watching. And I'm so thankful for the friends that I have that helped me grow. And I'm so thankful that I can help them grow with discipleship and them discipling me. And I know I'm going on and on, but I just want my life to be, I want the ripple effect of my life to have a positive effect. And so I want it to be dynamic and special. And I know I've said those words many times during this episode, but through fellowship, through relationship with Jesus Christ, through strengthening my relationship with the people that I love, the people that are in my life, the people that are my friend group, the people that are in my future friend group, the people that are in my church, my contact list that I do my prayer requests for. I'm so in love with my life right now. And it's all because of the relationship that I have with others and the relationship that I have with the Lord Jesus Christ. So you get out there and you fellowship, you create events, you stop being shy, you be bold and brave, and you reach out to others, and you create watch parties with movies, you create outings and go outside, you create video game parties, you create build your own pizza parties, you create rib competitions, things that are going to be happening in my life very soon. That's why they're on the tip of my mind. So I love you. Please listen and describe it to the Matthew Rayburn Show. I love my friends. I love you. I'm going to fellowship with you in the future. We're fellowshipping right now. What are we talking about? Matthew Rayburn Show. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you so much once again for joining me here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. I am humbled by you listening. I'm humbled by you watching. I'm thankful for the life that I've been given. I'm thankful for the friends that I've been given. I'm thankful for the show, that I can be a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ, that I can be a vessel for positivity, that I can just, just dance. Once again, like and subscribe to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yes, I am Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. It's spelled MatthewRaborn. I do not hide behind a username because I'm Matthew Rayburn, and that's who God made me. Let's continue dancing. Matthew Rayburn Show. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am so thankful for you watching. So thankful for you listening. I love you. I love life. I love Jesus Christ. You are part of this existence. You are an asset to my reality. I love it. I just love it. Do you love it? Comment down below. God bless America. We need it, guys. Matthew Rayburn Show.